such a beautiful morning, such a privileged time. I am so excited and so privileged to be in your presence this beautiful morning. Such a great privilege. And we thank God because if not for his mercies, we will not be here. Huh? If not for the Lord's mercies, we will not be here. So this particular service is like the preaching is like a family preaching. We'll be talking as a family. And then we'll be looking at the next phase of the assignment the Lord has given to us. Amen. Amen. So, we will be having a family time. We'll be having a family time. So looking at the next, we would start by looking at, we'll look at the next phase of the work that the Lord himself has committed to our hands by mercy. You know, one of the good things about God is that he quickly, you know, God chooses the people that nobody thinks God will use. I tell you, that's the beautiful thing about God. Because he loves to use the weak things to confound the strong. Right? And he also likes to use the foolish things to confound the wise. That's what the Bible tells us. So when you don't look like it, most likely you are God's choice. Are you together with me? And I can tell you for a free or for a truth. A truth free. Okay, free will not have a for free, but truth will have, we thank God for that. But I can tell you for free and also for a fact that you have been chosen by the Lord for tremendous signs and wonders. Yeah. Let the weak say, I am strong. You have been chosen. The Lord himself has chosen you. And also, I'd like to also say that the Lord God Almighty, in his loving kindness and in his tender mercies, has also chosen this house for a great work, for the work of the kingdom, all across the nations of the world. Now, we are chosen because we don't look like it. And we thank God for that. We thank God that we didn't try to look like it. We believe in the peculiarity with which he has wired us. You know, people like to ask to act like the class captains for greatness. And they try to fix a mold for everyone. But you see, if you do not fit into people's mold, congratulations. Because you fit into the Lord's own. If you don't look like it, you see, you look like who the Lord chose. And as we align to his principles, he will reveal his glory through us. Now, in the first service, we have been looking at Nehemiah since I came. We've been able to We are still in chapter 2. What a beautiful story we've been looking at. We looked at Nehemiah chapter 2 and we saw a very amazing thing. I think we saw that yesterday also. Yesterday was so powerful. There was a supernatural release yesterday. And then we saw the good hand of the Lord that led to some levels of authorizations and permissions that was upon Nehemiah. Glory to God. It was upon Nehemiah. Now, this morning, we began to look at the responses of Sambalat and also the response of Sambalat and Tobiah. And we began to look at the responses of people whenever you are finding your way in the purpose of God for your life. That, you see, you usually have an assumption that if I'm following the Lord and doing what the Lord will have me do, that the whole world would applaud you and say, Kai, congratulations. But unfortunately, it's not so. Yeah? And in verse 18, Nehemiah said, and I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me. You know, why am I preaching all these things I've been preaching since I came around on Wednesday? One of the reasons is because the assignment the Lord gave us before he left the earth completely physically was that he told us to go to the world, to the nations, and that we should make for him disciples. Do you understand that? Now, he did not ask us for converts. You understand? He did not ask us for what? Converts. You see, until our converts have become disciples, we are not yet fulfilling the Lord's commission. You see, the Lord's commission is not to make converts. It's to make disciples. Yeah. I tell you the truth. That's what the Bible says. He says we should make disciples. Go therefore and make disciples. You see, the apostolic order that we receive from the Lord, the apostolic mandate from the Lord is to make disciples of all nations. You see, meaning whether there are cultural differences, we are all meant to enter into a particular mold called the disciples of the Lord. You see, now, the work has gone so bad that we are not just that we are not making disciples. We are now even gathering those who are not even converts. But the assignment is to have disciples. You see, when you are a disciple, what happens is that you have now become a follower. An ardent and committed follower. Meaning that you are now learning how you would live your life. You get it? You are learning from somebody else. That's what makes you a disciple. You are now learning from somebody else how you would now live your life. Listen, the Bible is full. Paul says, you follow me as I what? As I follow Christ. Another place he said, be ye imitators of me. There's be ye imitators of Christ. But he said, be imitators of me. Are you together with me? So you see, the Christianity is about making disciples, not just converts. Now, a lot of us stop at being convert. Like, you get converted and you live life the way you want to live life. No. When you get converted, you now become an ardent, you see, and a committed follower of Jesus Christ. An ardent follower of Jesus Christ. Yes. And the only way to be an ardent follower of Jesus Christ is that you follow him by the Spirit, and then you also follow him by following men, you see, that he gave to you. Now, this is what the Bible says. You know, I hear a lot of very foolish things people say. They say, me, I will read my Bible at home. Now, the Bible you are reading at home, when you are at home reading it, it will tell you to leave your house. You see, when you sit down at home to read it, it will tell you to leave your house and make sure you do not forsake the gathering, the assembling of the church. That is what you will see in the Bible. Another time you will open the Bible and then you will find out where he says that you should not frustrate those who have rule over you. That's in the Bible. So if you want to read the Bible at home, it will be taking you regularly to church. You will stay at home. You will start it at home. You will finish it in second service. You see? So except you are not reading the Bible you said you want to read. I will just remember. He said, know God for yourself. Now, immediately you want to know him for yourself, he will tell you that I gave you apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers. You see, you cannot create your own Christianity. It's not like a business that you are trying to be creative and say, a lot of people are into this side of the business. Let me create a new one. You cannot do that. It's an old thing. It's older than your greatest grandfather. Are you with me? So he has asked us to make. You see, disciples are made. Now, you see, when you are making a thing, the thing that you are making, you adjust it to what you have in mind. You don't make it comfortable to be how it is. If I make you comfortable, that means you are the one making me. You understand? Are you getting what I'm talking about? If I find out maybe Blessing does not like something, you see, then I now begin to relate with Blessing based on what she likes and what she does not like. You know, I've become her disciple. She's now the one what? Discipling me. Now, a lot of churches, you see, the members are discipling the pastors because the pastors arrange the church in a way that they will suit the members. So there's like a suggestion box outside so that you will drop your suggestion. He said, can we reduce the preaching to like maybe 12 minutes and 85 seconds? Can we reduce the preaching? Yeah. Can the choir sing more Yoruba songs? Or maybe more Igbo songs? Or can we do hip-hop Sunday? You understand? Or we want to dance break dance. Can we have break dance affairs? Maybe a particular service, we'll call it break dance affairs or something. You see, but that's not the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you think so? It's not. Or unfortunately, it is not. You see, we are meant to make disciples. Disciples are ardent and committed followers of Jesus, and ardent and committed followers of the leadership of Jesus Christ that he has established in the churches. Am I not telling you the truth? Yes. Everything I'm telling you, is it not the scriptures? I'm telling you the scriptures. I'm telling you scriptures. You see, I also wish we can freestyle. I wish that we can just do as we like. You understand? Will it not be a good thing if we can just do as we like? Maybe as I'm preaching like this, Pastor Lalu will just come and say, can you give me that microphone? The Lord just came upon me. And I maybe somebody from the back just said, "Pastor, please, we want to rest now. Can we all go home?" I said, "Wow, let's go." You know that would be something else. Even the kingdom of this world does not behave that way. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
So the reason why I'm telling you why I've been teaching you what how I've been teaching you is because I've been asked by the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ, in His book, that we are meant to raise disciples. You see? So that's why if I have the privilege sometimes to maybe help you out in maybe counseling, maybe for your marriage, you understand? I won't check how you feel. You understand? I'll just tell you that you are nice. You are not okay. This is what you should do. Yeah, and I've done it severally. Yeah, you see, forget that I smile. You see, one of the best things that can happen to you is not to be close to me. When you are close to me, and I need to put you in check, it's not one of the nicest things. I tell you the truth. But the reason is because I'm going to give account to the Lord. You know, there are husbands here I've dealt with very well. I tell you the truth. There are husbands here. And then, you see, to return back to me is not, if I deal with you once, you might not, you will feel like greeting me from afar. I say, hello, man. So, I'm very good. You know. But you see, that is what I owe you. Are you with me? And the only reason why I'm here like this is because I also have been discipled. You know, there's one minister of the gospel who is connected to my father and the Lord. My father and the Lord told him, you know, just follow Zach. He said, just follow him because I have dealt with him. That was his reason. He said, I don't have the time to deal with you the way I dealt with him because I'm no more available. He said, but just be following him. He has been dealt with. You understand? And the way they've dealt with me, I'm still not okay. Because we are very stubborn. Are you together with me? So disciples. Are you a disciple?
Yes.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Yes,
our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, church is not where you attend and be blessed. And there are some of you here, you attend and you are blessed. It's just, you are just, God is just trying to test you. You know, it's like when you put poison in a for rat that you want to catch. You see, that's not God's plan for you. Just go to, you know, and it's because of the spirit of Lagos. It's a business spirit. So the souls are more of clients. So the pastor doesn't really care much. He just wants you to attend. Because when you attend, it can translate to numbers and also translate to money. But it is more than that, isn't it? Are you not a disciple?
Huh?
And please, when you want to make marital decisions, marry disciples. Marry disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you marry someone Jesus cannot talk to, and men cannot talk to, you are in trouble. If you have a wife nobody can talk to, you have a husband nobody can talk to, then you have to increase your own ability to talk to God because you have to be talking to God regularly. You see, you need to marry disciples. I tell you the truth. People who God can talk to and men can talk to. You need to marry people who can be commanded. Eh? Who can be what?
Commanded.
Who can be, meaning that there should be a man in your husband's life, not his father. You see, if it is his father, you are more like his sister, not his wife. He needs a man. Every man needs a man in his life that can say, "Oh boy, get back to shape." And every woman needs a woman or a man in her life that can tell her, "Get to shape." This is how we are preserved In a world where we have enemies, plus we ourselves having the capacity to be our own enemies. I tell you the truth. If nobody troubles you, if nobody attacks you, you are an attack to yourself. I tell you, if Satan says, all right, I'm going to pause. I will not attack you again. I tell you, I tell you the truth. Because even you can be an enemy to yourself. We all have the ability, you see, to take matches and put fire on our own lives by our own self. I tell you the truth, all of us here, including me, I can blow the life, I can waste it. I tell you the truth. The person selling cigarette, you see, he wrote it on the pack. You see, he wrote it there that the people who smoke this thing that I have done, you see, they have the, they will most likely die young. You see, he didn't need to lie. Because he knows that you have the ability to choose young death. Like, you can choose to die young. You see, you would think that because they wrote that thing, that cigarette will be like maybe punishment. That maybe if they arrest you, they will lock you somewhere and force you to smoke as a punishment. But no. We can write it there. Write that smokers will die young. I better give me three there. I tell you. Even the doctor who is treating those who are dying young, whilst he's treating people that their smoke has finished their lungs, he's treating them. He will leave, go to the toilet. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I tell you, it's a crazy thing. It's a very crazy thing. I tell you the truth. So he has asked us to go and make disciples of what? All nations. All nations. And so that's why we are teaching like this. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
That's why we have been teaching like this since Wednesday. And that's why I'm going to also teach what I'm teaching today, because I believe that I am speaking to disciples. I like the hymn we sang to this, because that hymn is in line with scripture. Because Paul told Timothy that he's meant to be a soldier of Christ, and he should not be entangled with civilian affairs. And you know, one of the major foundation of civilian affairs is how they feel. Civilians are led by their feelings. Have you not noticed that? Soldiers are not led by feelings. Soldiers are led by order and command. You see, if you tell a soldier it's time to go and fight, a soldier will not tell you he feels like sleeping. Or I'm not in fighting mood. That's why those soldiers used to beat us the way they beat us. You know, they just think we are too stupid. Sometimes I imagine the way soldiers see us. They will be seeing us as irresponsible sport brats. Because you see the way they beat us? They beat us as though they want us to come alive. Okay, can you jog? Just jog. Enter, just be jogging. Just do frog jump. Let me. You are not firm. Let my dog enter gutter, roll. Idiot, be a human being. I tell you. You therefore, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself give me old KJV, please. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. I want you to give me the version that calls it civilian affairs. I like that one. NIV. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
No one serving as soldiers gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. So you see, as a soldier, what you are concerned about is not your feeling, is how to please the person who sent you. Yeah. Are you with me? So as soldiers, we are not concerned about our feelings. We want to please the Lord. You see, if it's about feelings, I won't be doing the things I'm doing. A lot of the things I'm doing, I do, and I would rather not do them. Yeah, I would rather not do it. I have other things I would prefer to do. Even starting out in the ministry, I would rather not start in the ministry. I had my own plan. My own plan was to be a very successful businessman, then I'll be holding conferences. That was my plan. I'll just be bringing all the big prophets with myself. You know, we'll just be doing prophetic meetings, going to the marketplace as apostles. I'll just be chopping life. You know, that was my own plan from day one, and I was already plugging my, because I have the brain. You understand? I might not have brain for academic work. You see, but I know what my brain works for. You know, I might not be able to quote Charles Law and Boyle's Law, but I know what I can do. And that was my plan. You see, but the Lord then gave me a command, and he called me to do what I would rather not do. You see, I've been living for the past 20 years doing what I would rather not do. Yeah. I've been doing what I would rather not do. Yes. I would rather not leave Nigeria. I would never. I've thought about it. I would rather. I wouldn't. For the past 20 years, I've been doing things I would rather not do. Yeah. I've been doing the things I would rather not do. I have other plans. And the other plans I have are not sinful plans. They are still good plans. You see, but when you are a soldier, the plan is to please your commanding officer. Who is who? God. Jesus. And I'm also your apostle, your pastor. Are you together with me? That's your plan. That is how God will have us live. You know, and I know that his plans for us are the best. Now, even though I would rather not do it, I know that he's thinking of for me, his plan. But you know, I would have done something else. There are a lot of you here. You would have rather married somebody else. Yeah. It was the Lord who said, this is the person you should marry. There are a lot of you here. I was advising somebody today. I said, you see, don't marry because you like a guy. Don't marry because you like a guy. It's not the reason to marry someone. I like him. To like a guy is important, but it should not be the main reason why you should marry someone. Because the reason why you like someone, most of the times, is because the person has, you see, let me not expose these guys. These guys are dangerous. Let me show you something. Kenne, stand up, please. You see, if Kenne, when Kenne liked Annie, stand up, that's Kenne's beautiful wife. Annie, when Kenne was trying to marry you, what are the things you noticed about him? What attracted you to him, Kenne? Tell us what attracted you to Kenne.
He
It was still unfunny. Now, let me ask you, which of you think Kenneth is funny? Is Kenneth funny? All right, sit down. Let me explain something to you. Kenneth Sandler, let me explain something to you. You see, when a man likes a girl, he will find out what the girl will like. He will now change himself to be like what the girl will like. Now, they told us Kenne is funny. What a mystery. You can see that. They said Kenne is funny. So when a man likes a girl, he will become what she likes. You see, that's why if a man is maybe dating you and he's not even trying to become what you like, he will try and become what you like. Then you will now think this is what I like. No, that's not what you like. You don't get it. He will be like what you like. Then you will now tell yourself, Kai, this is the man of my dream. This is the man I like. No. The man created what you will like. So you see, you must have decided what you want to like before a man comes to you. Can I explain that?
Yes, sir.
A woman must decide, this is what I like. You see, so what does that mean? She will tell herself, who do I want to marry? Who do I want? She now say, I want to marry a man, maybe who loves the Lord. She keeps it. So when the man comes, he will study her personality and behave like what she likes. But she should make a decision not based on that behavior. She should make a decision based on what she had concluded. You see? She would have concluded that one since. So that all that drama, you won't make an emotional decision. You see, because when the man gets what the woman he likes, after he has gotten her, every film has the beginning and the end. There's no eternal film, even series. Even if it's Korea film, even if it's Korea that has 85 episodes, seasons, they will still end it one day. They will still end it. What's Jin Young? What's that one? That Jumong. Are they still doing Jumong thing? They have ended it, have you? They will still end it. So it's going to, because it's not easy to act. After a while, you will breathe here, no matter rare. So. After the wedding day, you will now be yourself. You see, when the man is now himself, he will now want the girl now. It's now her turn. She now has to become what he likes. Now she's now shocked. I thought this relationship started by you pleasing me. No, that was fame. He will not be complaining. You are not. I thought this thing was about you wooing me and to say, well, forget that. We are not married. You are not taking care of me. So you have to have kept why you want, the things that are important to you in marriage. And the most important thing is, does he love the Lord? That's the most important thing you should first have. Does he love the Lord? Because from there, you can solve every other problem. And the major sign of loving the Lord is brokenness. All right, let's leave that one. So a soldier doesn't get entangled in what? In civilian affairs. But rather what? Tries to please his commanding officer. So let's go back to Nehemiah chapter 2. Is it not a blessing you are in church today?
Yes.
It's a blessing, right?
Yes,
it's a blessing. So let us rise up and build. Okay, and I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. But Sambalat and the Oronite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab head of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against it? I have spoken about this in the first service. I wouldn't again. So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Then, are you with me? So after they decided what they were going to do, after they understood the spiritual revelations behind their action, then they began to build actually. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren, the priest. You know what those ones did? Those ones built the sheep gate. Who built the sheep gate? And who?
And his brethren.
Oh my goodness. So some people came together. Eliashib. Huh? And his brethren. They came together. That particular family came together. And what they said, oh, we will build sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They built as far as the Tower of the Hundred. And consecrated it then as far as the Tower of Ananel. Next to Eliashib, the men of Jericho built. So Jericho people said, all right, no Allah now. No Allah now. Eliashib, they don't do their own. Then they built. Then Zakur, the son of Imri. Isaiah will build too. Also, the sons of Asena. Those ones decided that, okay, we will handle fish gate. They laid his beams and hung his doors with his bolts and bars. Are you seeing it? And next to them, Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, made repairs. I was saying, I might not build anything, but I can repair things. Next to them, Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshizabel, made repairs. Next to them, Zadok, the sons of Baana, made repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites, made repairs, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their Lord. Hey! No matter what is going on, you will find monkeys. But you will not be a monkey.
Yeah.
Those ones did not put their shoulder in the work of their Lord. But you see, at this point, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's already done. It doesn't matter. It's on you. Those guys did not know that over 3,000 later, we will read their story. We will read their story that they did not put their shoulder. So if these guys are in heaven now, if I see them, I say, what's your name? I'm Tekoi. Are you part of the nobles of the Tekoi? Say yes. Get out here. You are not a serious person. You are not a serious person. You don't have any memorial in this. Get out. They did not put their shoulder. Moreover, Jehoiada, the son of Pasea, and Meshulam, the son of Bosedea, repaired the old gate. And they laid his beams. And I'm telling you, this story, this old chapter, was mentioning the names of people and families. That was how they built Jerusalem. I tell you, eventually it was not Nehemiah that built it. It was everyone who built. Is this not the Bible?
Yes.
This is how we shall build the Glory Center Community Church of Judea. I'm even talking about even the physical building.
Yes.
We shall build it family by family.
Yes.
Group by group.
Yes.
You see, when the Lord told me this was how we were going to build, I had not read this place. The Lord told me. Shalom, the son of Kolhoze, leader of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He built it, covered it, hung his doors with his bolts and bars, repaired the wall of the pool of Shelah by the king's garden, as far as the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, leader of half the district of Beth-Zor, made repairs as far as the place in front of the tombs of David, to the man-made pool, and as far as the house of the mighty. After him, the Levite, under Rahum, the son of Bani, made repairs. Next to him, Ashabiah, leader of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their brethren, under Bavai, the son of Enadad, leader of the other half of the district of Keilah, made repairs. And next to him, Ezra, the son of Jeshua, the leader of Mizpah, repaired another section in front of the ascent to the armory of the buttress. After him, Baruch, the son of Zabai, carefully repaired the other section from the buttress to the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him, Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, repaired another section. Now, some people did more. You see, when they didn't say, I've done my, you know. No, no, sir. Ishashiku, they went to pick another thing. The son of Koz repaired another section from the door of the house of Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him, the priest, the men of the plain made repairs. After him, Benjamin and Ashub made repairs opposite their house. After them, Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, made repairs by the house. After him, Binui. Binui, no, research. I'm reading this part because if you were reading your Bible, you won't read it. When my saints are calling names, you just. Well, skip it. Well, today I'm reading it for you. I'm kind. I'm reading it for you. You would have just moved to where there's revelation. But can you believe this is a revelation of God for us? Binui, the son of Enadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah to the buttress, even as far as the corner. Pelal, the son of Uzziah, made repairs opposite the buttress and on the tower which projects from the king's upper house that was by the court of the prison. After Impadiah, the son of Parosh, made repairs. Moreover, the Nathanim who dwelt in Ophel made repairs as far as the place in front of the water gate towards the east and on the projecting tower. After them, the Tokites repaired another one. Those ones, their nobles are useless. Useless nobles. You will not be a useless noble.
Yeah.
You will not be leader by mouth.
Yeah.
After them, Tokite repaired another section next to the great projecting tower. As far as the wall of Ophel, beyond the horse gate, the priest made repairs, each in front of his own house. After them, Zadok, the son of Imam, made repairs in front of his own house. After him, Shemaiah, the son of Shekaniah, the king of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Ananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanum, the sixth son of Zaleph, repaired another section. After him, Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, made repairs in front of his dwelling. After him, Makijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of Nethinim and of the merchants in front of the Mifkat gate and as far as the upper room at the corner and between the upper room at the corner as far as the ship gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. But so it happened. When Sabaland heard that we were rebuilding the wall. Are you with me? You see, the thing started from them planning to do it. But friends, they started doing it too. They started doing it too. We go do amu.
Yes, sir.
Normal. And how will it be? Bigger, bigger, bigger. You know, about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 2, I can't remember, when the Lord told us it was time to purchase, the possibility was not there. It was not there. But God told us how to go about it. And miraculously, things began to open up. Do you know, when you hear me talk faithfully about and fearlessly about dollar issues and all that, it's not because it didn't have a direct impact on us. It had a huge impact on us because the negotiation for the purchase of this place and the valuation, because we negotiated in dollars. And so eventually it's like we're paying times 3. So if the naira value of what we're meant to pay before was maybe 60 million, now we're doing almost times 3 of that. Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. In fact, when we thought we had finished everything, that we thought we had all the, by the time dollar stuff happened, it was as though we were just starting. Yeah. So it's not like it didn't have a direct impact. But the good hand of the Lord is upon us.
Yes.
And I told you today is like a family meeting. And of about $80,000, we've been able to do. Where's Toby? Toby should be here. Wow, Toby, come and sit down here. Ah. With the way I'm shouting, Shananaya, sleep is ticket. And we were able to do 60 what? We've done about $65,000. Not $1 came from some strange external millionaire or billionaire anywhere. I mean, as you are looking at yourself, sir, you gave $65,000. I mean, as you look yourself, as you be like this, you here, the person on your right, the person on your left, as you now be like this, where you think say you never get job, you know, as you do like this, for the Lord, we're able to raise $65,000. Yeah. And so, how much are we balancing? We have about $13,000 to give them, which we are going to give them in 7 days by the power of God. I'm just releasing my faith for that. Then, say then, we will now have and gather hundreds of millions. Yeah.
Yes.
And then we will build a mighty edifice that will sit over 1,000, that will have all the offices, all the necessary things, the video studio, audio studio, and everything. Eh?
Yes, sir.
People have spent money for stupid things. They have built clubs with billions. Club. People have built with useless things. Are you together with me? In fact, people have built stadium. When you go to the stadium, how many demons leave you? The other day, they were playing a match. And it was raining heavily. And everybody in the stadium were screaming in the rain when the match was going on with joy. If a crusade was going on, and people are rejoicing in the crusade, others will say they are being fanatics. They are foolish. But you can be screaming in stadium, watching people who will be wealthier than your generation. Playing ball. If anyone nears me with this kind of talk, just make sure you are not too close to my arm. Because I don't have time for nonsense. So we shall build.
Yes.
We'll build. But when it so happened, when Sambalan heard that we were building the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. We don't care about that. We're going to build. Enjoy this space that you have. Enjoy under the canopy. Can I hear a big hallelujah from those under the canopy? Yes. Enjoy it. Because very soon, we're all going to be in one massive hall. I just hope when that happens, I will not disobey God and relocate back to Nigeria and say, Oh Lord God, my God. I want to come to my, I'm an African. I come to Africa. We will build for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We'll build for the young boys and girls,
yes,
who are still in secondary school, who Jesus will use us to save. We're even building for babies that are about to enter people's stomachs.
Yes.
To build is a big deal because it's for generations.
Yes, sir.
Where else would they meet Jesus if not the house of God?
Yes.
This is the most important thing to do.
Yes,
I'm doing the most important thing here.
Yes,
we're build. We're not building for ourselves. We're building for generations. I tell you, after God has scattered you, one day you will come here. The gateman will ask you, who are you looking for? And you will smile. Now, when you're there, when we're talking about Shamanana,
Benuin.
Listen, I told somebody when we were in where two or three are gathered, I told one of us, I said, your work, your unofficial work, is to take pictures. I said, because your pictures will be very important in the future. I said, take it and keep it. I said, don't give the old church. Keep it personally. You are the historian of this house. Because I was sure we are going somewhere.
Hey.
It's not a fluke. I said, your own work is that you just be taking pictures of events and be saving. Don't give church media. Don't give. They will misplace it. You keep it. Later, 30 years, 40 years, we'll come and meet you and say, tell us, give us the history of this house. And then you should give them. I called somebody personally and gave him that assignment. He's a man. Because I knew that God was taking us somewhere. But not for us, for the kingdom. Yeah. I have a witness in my spirit. A witness in my belly. Somebody should sing it for me. I have a witness. You know what that means? It's not flesh. It's not ambition. As I'm speaking, my anointing is rising. It's a spiritual thing.
Flow
like a river.
witness. It
shows me.
I have a witness. It flows like a river. I have a witness. It shows me. I have this witness. It's in my belly. It flows like a river. A witness in my belly. I have a witness. It shows me where to go. Oh, it tells me what to do. This witness shows me where to go. This witness shows me where to go. Oh yeah, I have a witness. I akalietana. Ilegedie shamania. Asaleketo belekadie. I have this witness. I alleged ye. Ilege shashania. Hear me. Drop useless fleshy ambitions and connect witness. Let it lead your life. I tell you, what comes into your belly as a witness, nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. What God beds inside you. Nehemiah said, this thing that the Lord had put in my heart is a witness. I see your life moving under the force of witness. Yeah. Witness. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt your witness. Follow that witness. It's a witness. It's not about you. Just something the Lord drops in your belly. We are carriers of witness. Pregnant with witness. Are you with me? Let's quickly run to our scripture. Quickly. You are furnished them with everything, Abi Toby. Furnished them with pictures and videos. Yeah. No, we're in four. Four, quickly. Let me check the time. But it so happened, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious, very indignant. And mock the Jews. That's he was crazy. He was running mad. Listen, over your destiny, over your destiny, men will run mad. Yeah. Yeah. Run mad. Yes. The kind of authority God will give you, the kind of grace God will give you, men will run mad. Yeah. People you have no issues with, people you have no problem with, they will all be running mad. Yeah. Because of the grace of God. I tell you the truth. And that's not your business. That's not your concern. Yes. You have no response to that. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? What are these feeble Jews doing? Now, something that is making them angry and indignant, they've now talking as though,
So sometimes when people are just trying to make you, they are already intimidated. Yeah. Ah, these people do this. Would they fortify themselves? Would they offer sacrifices? Would they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish stones that are burnt? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, it will break down their stone wall. That's something that they were indignant about. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their heads. Let me hear amen.
Amen.
And give them as plunder to a land of captivity.
Amen.
Do not cover their iniquity.
Amen.
Do not let their semi blooded out from before you.
Amen.
For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. Can you say that it's not men building, it's God building?
Yes.
Say they provoked you. It's God that provoked. What's verse 6? Say it again. So we did what? What did we do? What did we do? What did we do? We'll build it in your in the enemy's anger. We'll build it.
Yes.
And the entire world was joined together up so that to half its high. Why? This is the secret. The reason it was built is not because there's money. It's just because there is mind. This is the key the Lord gave me. When there is mind, there will be every other thing. So, this morning, I came to activate the building. And I came to activate our minds. And I came to activate the faith. Because it's a lot building. It doesn't make any sense. What we want to do doesn't make any sense. It's an impossible thing. But we don't need everything. What we need is mind. For the people. Somebody say the people.
People.
Are you part of the people?
Yes.
And what do you have?
A mind.
A mind to work. So on this day, what's today's date? On the 25th of February. 24th. 25th of February, 2024. The building of the Glory Realms ministry starts. It starts today. And you know, this also speaks of the great things that start in your life today.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Asoromatase. One more time. Lift up your voices. Eyishani. Yes. Eyishani. Hey, Shani. Asoro.
Yes. This morning, on the 25th of February, 2024, we agree as one people to build a great house for Jesus. The Glory Center Community Church of Judah. The Glory Realms Ministries. We agree to build it. It shall be built. Because we have the mind to work. It shall be built. It shall be built. Lift up your hand, say, it shall be built.
It shall be built.
Say, it shall be built.
It shall be built.
I shall build it.
Can
we read this verse together? One, two. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. One. Let's read this verse on the screen. One, two, together. One, two, three, go. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Give God praise. Come on.